Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Angela Cherubi, Fred Film Radio. We are on the phone with Ludmila Klosova of the Czech Film Commission. Hello, Ludmila, how are you?
Hello.
My first question is about your institution. Can you tell us briefly what the Czech Film Commission does?
The Czech Film Commission is basically the info point for incoming producers. Everyone who wants to film in the Czech Republic can come through us, and they will get information, contact for local partners, information about locations, all kind of stuff they need to know before they come and film in our country.
Are there any specific economical helps that the Film Commission or some other institution linked to the Film Commission in Czechoslovakia give to the foreign film production comes to shoot on your territory?
There is an incentive for incoming and local film productions. It's administrated by the State Film Fund, and the incentive is 20% rebate on local spend. So when you shoot in the Czech Republic and buy goods and material, employ Czech people, are accommodated in Czech hotels, etc., etc., you can get at the end of the production in the Czech Republic 20% back on this cost.
So there has to be expense to be done on the territory in order for the film production to ask for the rebate, is it?
Not only on the territory, but it needs to be paid to Czech taxpayers. So to companies or personnel who are Czech taxpayer. We had cases that after the shooting in the Czech Republic, an American production, for example, took Czech crew with them to Dubai or Greece or wherever they shot afterwards. Mm-hmm. And also the cost for the crew, although they worked in Greece, for example, was eligible.
Okay.
So the basic requirement is that this payment go to Czech taxpayers.
And are there any limitation or requests that the territory is recognized? Because sometimes other institutions told me that if the movie is shot in the territory and the territory is recognizable, is a plus.
I know those incentives in some other countries, but this one it's purely spend-based incentives with some cultural requirements, but they are a part of a whole cultural test. So it's not only the requirement that the location is has to be recognized as a Czech location. It's a whole set of criteriums that the project has to fulfill in order to register for the incentive. It's a cultural test which is required by the European Commission, and it's the same also like in or very similar to other countries in Europe. So there are cultural criteria and production criteria, and if you count all those points together, you have to fulfill a certain amount of points. But it's, you know, almost every project that requested it in the past fulfilled this culture test. It's basically because this incentive cannot be given to commercials or corporate videos or porn, of course. So
yeah,
we need this cultural test to sort out those productions.
Yeah, to make the first selection, let's say.
Yeah, this is like the first selection. When they pass this, then they can register. And the another requirement is then a minimum spend in the Czech Republic, which for a feature film, for example, is 15 million Czech crowns.
Okay. Which is how much in euros?
Oh, I don't have this now on my mind. It's obviously less than 1 million euro.
Okay.
700,000. I don't know now.
Yeah, something like this. Okay.
Sorry.
Listen, Ludmila, we are like 1 day away from the Cannes market,
yeah,
and the Cannes Festival, so everybody is going there sooner or later in the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
When an institution like yours goes to Cannes, which is the kind of job you are you're going to do there? I mean, just promoting or meeting, developing new projects, which is the job that you are supposed and you're going to do there?
Yes, of course, promoting, it's somehow a must to be there, because if, I guess if you are not in Cannes or there are some other markets in our sector, then it looks like you are not there anymore. Mm-hmm. So you need to be there. There is a Czech booth, which is run by the Czech Film Center, which is our partner organization. They promote Czech films. And we will be there with them at the booth, promoting Czech locations, Czech Republic as a filming destination. We will be there if anyone has requests about filming here, about the incentive, about the locations. And of course, we actively approached, contacted some producers and offered them meeting, or we were contacted by producers, they want to meet us, so we already have quite a tight schedule of meetings in Cannes.
One last question is about the activity of the Film Commission in terms of numbers of production that you follow. How many productions do you follow every year, if there is media number?
Yeah, it's very, very hard to have statistic on this for us because, you know, the number would be different of the number of productions shot in the Czech Republic as a whole, because some of those productions, they don't come to the Czech Republic through the Czech Film Commission because they already have partners here. So they go directly to their production partner. They don't need us actually to be introduced to anyone. But and also the range of the or the size of productions that request our services is so different. So we help a little documentary team which shoots in Prague for 3 days. We help medium-sized budget film, you know, to come into the Czech Republic and decide whether they will be shooting here or not. So it's really hard to say. If I say, okay, we help 100 productions a year or 200 productions a year, you don't really know what kind of productions, how big they are, if they stayed for 6 months or 3 days.
Yeah, so, I understand.
So it's really difficult to just tell figures on this. So.
But you are busy anyway.
Sure, we have several requests a day. Sometimes it's only in information. Some productions are in the stage of making decisions whether they shoot in the Czech Republic or elsewhere. So they need a lot of information to make a decision to consider if they shoot here. Then we have other productions that are already coming and needing a partner, so we link them with producers here. So different projects, different productions at different stages of their production process. The important part of the job also, and it takes a lot of time, as a film commissioner or as a film commission in your country or in your region or in your city, you always also need to work with local authorities. So it's not only about sitting on a chair here and waiting for a producer to call, but you constantly need to work on the film-friendly conditions to offer the producer. So you have to deal with authorities who at the end are the ones who decide about filming permits and stuff and incentives, of course. And it's an invisible work, as I say.
But very important.
But very important, you need to be in touch with your local people, and as you know, at the authorities and ministries, people change all the time. So you have to explain what the film industry is about, what are the benefits for our country, why we should support and try to attract it, and etc., etc. So this is a very important part of our job.
Of your job. Okay, thanks a lot again.
Welcome.
For having been with us, and I wish you a very good and productive Cannes Film Festival for the next days.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Was thank Angela you. Cherby for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.